Hey there, fellow night owls and early birds alike. It's your pal, Jake Carter, back with another episode of Nightlycom, your daily dose of chill vibes and sleep wisdom. Now, let's talk about something we all experience, that dreaded afternoon slump. Ever feel like you hit a wall around 3 p.m? You know that feeling when your eyelids get heavy, your brain feels foggy, and reaching for another cup of coffee seems like the only solution? Well, guess what? There's actually some pretty cool science behind this midday dip. We're diving deep into why our bodies crave a snooze button in the afternoon, so buckle up and let's unravel the sleepy mystery together. Firstly, remember that natural circadian rhythm we talked about before. It's essentially your body's internal clock dictating when you feel energized and when you need to recharge. Well, as the day progresses, our core body temperature dips naturally, leading to that feeling of sluggishness. Think of it like a mini power nap your system needs to reset and keep running smoothly. Secondly, energy levels fluctuate throughout the day. We tend to have peaks in the morning after we wake up and another surge in the late afternoon as our bodies release more adrenaline. But between those peaks, there's often a trough. That's where our afternoon slump comes into play. It's all about those natural ebbs and flows of energy, folks. But here's where things get really interesting. Our brains actually crave a little bit of downtime in the afternoon. We experience decreased cognitive function and alertness because our bodies are starting to wind down for the evening. This dip is actually a good thing. It allows us to process information from the morning and prepare for the next mental challenge. Now, before you start hitting snooze on every task after lunch, there are some things you can do to combat that afternoon slump without sacrificing your productivity. Get up and move. Even a short walk can get your blood flowing and wake up your senses. A quick stretch break or some light exercise can also do wonders for your energy levels. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental and physical state. Another tip: fuel your body right. Avoid sugary snacks that give you a temporary boost followed by a crash. Instead, opt for healthy, complex carbs and lean protein that provide sustained energy throughout the afternoon. A piece of fruit with some nuts or a whole grain sandwich can be your best friend during this time. And hey, don't underestimate the power of hydration. Sometimes our tiredness is simply mass dehydration. Keeping a water bottle handy and sipping on it throughout the day can make a world of difference. It's like giving your brain and body a refreshing boost. Let me tell you a story. Just last week, I was feeling that familiar 3 p.m. slump while working on a big project. I was staring at my screen, struggling to focus and seriously considering ordering another latte, which, let's be honest, would have done more harm than good. Then, I remembered what we were going to talk about today, the science behind afternoon tiredness. So, instead of reaching for caffeine, I decided to take a 10-minute walk outside. And guess what? When I came back, I felt like a brand new person. My mind was clearer, my energy levels were up, and I was able to power through the rest of my work with renewed focus. So there you have it, folks, the science behind why we feel tired in the afternoon and some practical tips to help you navigate those slumps like a pro. Remember, our bodies are amazing machines, but they need a little TLC to function at their best. By understanding these natural ebbs and flows of energy and incorporating healthy habits into your routine, you can conquer that afternoon fatigue and keep those productivity levels soaring. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might be struggling with the same sleep challenges. Let's spread the word about good sleep hygiene and help each other get a better night's rest. And until next time, keep calm, keep sleeping soundly, and most importantly, keep shining bright. I'm Jake Carter, signing off from Nightly Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.